Laveld is op 100.5.
Ons gesels vandag hier op 100.5 FM met Wendy Alec, baie suksesvolle skrywer van die Chronicles of Brothers reeks. In januari 2006 sien die eerste boek in hierdie reeks die lig, The Fall of Lucifer. Dit word opgevolg in november 2007 deur Messiah, The First Judgment, dan in december 2009 Son of Perdition en A Pale Horse word opgevolg in december 2012. Ons gaan in februari hierdie jaar 2019 Chronicles reeks se vijfde boek End of Days hier in Suid-Afrika sien, sowel as 'n nie fiksie boek Wounded Warriors. Wendy het reeds bykans 1 miljoen boeke verkoop. Daarbenewens is Wendy ook een van die stigterslede van die baie suksesvolle God TV wat in 1996 gestig is en die is daar bykans 195 miljoen gereelde toeskouers het. Such an awesome opportunity to speak to you. Thank you for taking time to speak to us.
Oh, thank you for speaking to me.
I was amazed to see that you grew up in Durban. Presuming you'd be quite conversant if I say goeie dag, Wendy.
Ja, ek is, maar ek praat Afrikaans altyd met 'n Engelse accent. maar ek verstaan altemaal.
Wendy, Chronicles of Brothers is the story of three brothers, and they fight for the future of humanity everywhere, throughout time, the ancient past until the modern future. And that's what the first four books have been about. Book number five is about to be released in South Africa, End of Days. But before we dig into that, let's take a little bit of a step back and just see, what is your ultimate goal with these books?
Oh, you know, Derek, it's like I've always had such a heart for evangelism. And, you know, with God TV, I realized that Christian media, I mean, for us, it's actually primarily is to disciple and teach the church. And, I always had such a heart and a passion to reach. I was actually born again in a nightclub in Durban.
And
that's how the Lord got hold of me, and I promised Jesus that I would go back there one day. And of course, you know, it doesn't happen like that, but you can go back there with media. You can go back there with books and TV and film. And so for me, I'm a total media girl, and always have been. Mm-hmm. And so that has, you know, was the beginning of my passion, to reach the people who would never step foot inside a church, so that's really why I started writing the books, yeah.
The fifth book is about to be released in South Africa.
Yes.
Is it possible to give sort of a one-line synopsis of each one of the books?
Yes, I'll just do it very quickly. When I started, I said to the Father, I said, Father, can I have your permission to make Michael, Gabriel, Lucifer brothers, you know, because obviously that's creative license. And I felt that God said yes. He said, Wendy, because it's creative evangelism. And so with his permission, I felt I had his permission. And so really, you know, book one is the pre-fall story of Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer, and then follows Lucifer's harrowing descent after he finds out that Jehovah is creating a new genomic code to be put in a new creation that is not angelic mm-hmm. DNA, but is actually his own DNA. And so Lucifer's vehement jealousy, you know, spirals down through his banishment, etc. And then in book three, we get into modern day, where the three angelic brothers are mirrored by three earthly brothers in 2021 from an Illuminati dynasty family. And so we go into the industrial military complex, banking dynasties, you know, a lot of what people call or think are conspiracy theories. We go into the Nephilim, and it goes through into the tribulation, right through until book five, the End of Days, which continues there. And then by book seven, We have the supernatural element all through the books, but then book 7 will finally end sort of in a big sort of Lord of the Ring, you know, escape, where Michael is actually throwing his own brother Lucifer into the lake of fire. And that's where it ends.
Sure. Yeah. That sounds very, very exciting. How much of your own faith is expressed in your books?
Oh, huge. I mean, huge. I think the thing that I love doing most is when, because the three earthly brothers, one is a total media mogul, like a young Rupert Murdoch, okay? Mm-hmm. One, the middle brother, is has been ex-Prime Minister of the UK, sort of like a Tony Blair, but now he's President of the European Union.
Okay.
And the third brother is bisexual and in a homosexual relationship, and he's a real playboy, you know, pretty boy in Soho, London. And so it's been so amazing, because then the third brother, Nick, he's an archaeologist, he has an experience with Jesus, but of course, because I have really felt to engineer it for those who don't go to church and who are unchurched, it's in such a way that it just always excites me, because I feel that the Lord's let me put faith in such a way that their hearts, the Holy Spirit, can just really touch their hearts as they read, you know, as well. And that's been amazing. It really has. And in book 5, there's a real, for the hard-nosed, he's really hard-nosed. Think of Harrison Ford. I always write Jason like a young Harrison Ford, okay? Really hard-nosed and stubborn. And yet, you know, he comes to, well, faith as well in an incredible way. Because the books are written more like thrillers. Like, say, a cross between Robert Ludlum, Bourne Identity, and Tom Clancy, and then obviously with the fantasy, what I would say in the Christian is a sort of seer element, supernatural element, and so my faith is just totally in, you know, every facet of the books, absolutely.
Wow. When you start to write, you come into the room, you're going to sit down in front of your computer. We don't do typewriters anymore. What happens in your mind when you go and sit in front of that machine and you start typing?
Well, you know, I had an encounter with the Father where he gave me like what I felt like in heaven was a pen. And he said, "Wendy, this is your pen of blood and fire." And he says, when you write, the blood and fire of the Holy Spirit is going to come out through the words. And I truly believe, Derek, that it's not me, that it's the Holy Spirit already has the books in heaven, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just have to be obedient and listen. But normally when I start a book, I have like a 2-page structure. But of course, you know, I love the characters and love writing them so much that they live, you know. But and so it's inspirational, you know, and it's very, very much God, because it's like I just know what to write, you know. I just do.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. With these books, a series of 7 books in total, book number 5 being released now, are there any plans to make this into a film or a TV series?
Yes, we are. We are at the moment in the middle of raising the first development funds for it, and I've just finished the pitch deck, and we want to turn it into an 8th season. That's 8 years, okay?
Wow.
So probably 10 to 12 episodic television series. It's like one of the producers involved with me says it's like Game of Thrones meets Paradise Lost.
Sounds exciting.
That Mark Adesky, when I lived in Kansas, when we lived in Kansas, America, Mark Adesky came to our home, bought all the kids at that stage, all the Lord of the Rings figures, and we all went out to eat at Jack Stack's. Can you believe it?
Wow.
and he wrote and said that there is no greater canvas for filmmaking. So That's our, you know, first it was going to be film, but of course television has taken such a different level now. It's the way everyone ingests media. And so, yeah, that's the next great adventure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time is catching up with us. Chronicle of Brothers series is not your only focus as an author. There's another book which will be released in South Africa at the end of March, Wounded Warriors. And that's more of your personal experiences. And I see here that your life has certainly not been easy. I presume that in the wake of separation and divorce that you you suffered loss and rejection. And was that maybe the inspiration to write this other book, Wounded Warriors?
Oh, you know, it's the second book in the series, Visions from Heaven, and it's a more prophetic seer book. And really, Derek, when I went through divorce, I mean, I'd been married for 28 years, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it's like I started a Facebook, you know, thinking, you know, oh, saying to my friends, oh, come on, join, you know, if we get 100 people, mm-hmm. that's great. And it's like nearly 80,000 people, and you know, so many of them are divorced and going through hell, absolute hell, and it's given me, Derek, such compassion and such a passion for these incredibly courageous men and women, mostly women, okay, who have in their latter years or in their, you know, wherever they are, just lost everything. And are not wanting to wake up the next day and not knowing how to hold on. And I went through such a harrowing time myself that, so I share a bit of my story. And then I share the encounters that I had with the Father that he gave me while I was going through what I went through. And of hope, you know. I've written that for anyone who's going through divorce, heartbreak, or a severe trial, just that they can know the compassion and the incredible love the Father has, and to get out from under sometimes what can be a veil of shame in the church. And the Father said to me, Wendy, I want you to be totally authentic and vulnerable and transparent, because then other people will feel comforted and they will be able to be transparent and feel they can be vulnerable too. And so, you know, it's been so important, I feel, Derek, to just do that, you know? Yeah.
Amazing. As a final question, with Wounded Warriors, is there maybe a reader's comment that stands out particularly for you?
I have so many, and on Visions from Heaven, the first one, so many, I mean, on Amazon, just that it's changed their lives, it's just changed their lives, I mean, and that's what it's all about, it really, really is, that's the only reason that I write it, you know, is for that reason, and I write it for the Father, you know? Because, can I just say very, very quickly, when I was going through all this, it's like, Jesus said to me, he said, Wendy, you know, he said, when I was in Gethsemane, he said, I sweated blood. And he said, Wendy, he said, in today's world, he said, all of you would know that as post-traumatic stress, except he said, I had post-traumatic stress to the point that I sweated blood. And he said, I want my people to know when they're going through heartbreak and they're going through these times that of all people, I, Jesus Christ, I understand mental and emotional trauma. Yeah. And that was profound, Derek. Wow. It really was, because Jesus went through it. And we forget that so easily. And if anyone understands and if anyone has such compassion and love for all of us who have ever been through that, it's Jesus.
Wow.
That was amazing, yeah.
Wendy, Alec, what a privilege to have spoken to you here on Radio Laufeld, 100.5 FM. Baie dankie.
Ja, baie dankie ook, Derek.
Jou familie radio. Jy luister na jou keuse op 100.5.